So suddenly I was looking down at my own body, lying there on the stretcher. And there was no pain, no fear, only peace. And I began to float through a dark tunnel toward a dazzling light. And I distinctly heard one of the doctors say, "Turn off the respirator. We've lost him."
Yeah, well, doctors can't always be wrong, huh?
So I guess the idea is I am dead.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. How'd it happen?
Well, it actually started with some roughhousing.
No.
Yep, you were playing football in the house and you fell down, you broke your neck.
I actually broke my neck roughhousing?
Mm-hmm.
My mom was right. So you're obviously a saint?
Yeah, yeah.
Which one?
You wouldn't have heard of me.
No, really, come on, which one?
Saint Canalaris. See, I told you.
So, you know everything about me? I mean, my whole life, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, what was the biggest mistake I ever made?
Well, you left the church.
No. I meant like in earthly terms.
Well, one time you're walking on the beach in Bermuda and you walked right over a treasure chest. It would have only had to have dug maybe 4 or 5 inches. Would have been worth $40 million.
Really?
Hey, relax. It's over. It doesn't matter up here.
All right. Just out of curiosity, what career was I really suited for? I mean, I know it wasn't selling copiers.
Well, believe it or not, you were ideally suited to be the president of the United States.
Oh, no, you're kidding. Me, the president? Oh, I'm really screwed up.
Oh, hey, come on. Don't worry about it. It's no big deal. Don't worry.
Okay. Tell me this. Which of the girls I knew secretly had a crush on me?
Well, there was Denise Baker.
Oh, yeah?
Patty Petronic.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And Stephanie Zimmer.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wait, no one else?
No.
Well, let's see. What's the grossest thing I ever ate?
You don't want to know.
Okay. What about the 200th grossest thing?
Okay, that would be some butterscotch pudding that had a dead earwig in it.
Oh! Gross! What do you mean, I never tasted it?
Well, you made this very funny face, but you were watching a football game on TV at the time. It was...
This is so wild. So you know everything? All right.
Yeah.
Who would have won between Secretariat and Man of War?
Man of War.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of sit-ups are better? Bent knee or straight knee?
Straight.
I knew it. That gym teacher was such an idiot.
Yeah, he was.
Okay. Which one's better? Beatles or Stones?
Beatles.
Uh-huh. Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Smooth or chunky?
Chunky.
Huh. Okay. I got one. Which one wins? The irresistible force or the immovable object?
The irresistible force.
Huh, interesting. Okay. Of the following people, which, if any, are still alive? Elvis, Jim Morrison, Jimmy Hoffa, Andy Kaufman, or Hitler?
That'd be Jim Morrison and Hitler.
Hitler?
Hey, don't worry. We're really gonna nail him.
Boy, this is so weird. I don't even know what to ask you. Okay, Bruce Willis. I mean, that guy, I mean, he had to make a deal with the devil, right?
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Okay, who else? Sugar Ray Leonard?
Yep.
Yeah. Who else?
Oh, there's so many.
All right. Oh, boy. Hey, what is the one thing that would surprise me the most if I knew it?
You couldn't handle it.
All right, okay. How about the 368th most surprising fact?
Professional wrestling is real.
What's the weirdest thing that causes cancer?
Looking at goldfish.
Whoa! Why did they change the formula for Coke?
No one knows.
Oh. What happened to that $50 bill I lost at graduation?
You didn't lose it. Your uncle stole it.
This is the greatest thing that's ever happened. I love this.
Well, good. I'm glad. Hey, come on. Let's go. I want to show you around.
Hey, wait, I got to know one thing. Does God have a favorite religion?
Yes,
Which one?
Lutheran.
Huh.